I am very, 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 one more for good measure, I think, excited for our next guest. I'm joined on air by Lady Hawk. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited. I said when we jumped on the call that this is like the crossover of the century, but you are a guest judge on Drag Race Down Under this Friday.
Yes, that is correct. It's wild.
Oh my gosh. I don't know who I'm more excited for, you or Drag Race. Like, this is such a good get for both sides. It's just so exciting. How are you feeling? I mean, obviously you've done all the filming and everything, but how are you feeling about it, like the episode airing on Friday?
I'm really excited. I haven't seen it yet. They've sent it to me, but I wanna wait. It's mind-blowing. Like, even when I got asked, like, we filmed ages ago, and just to be asked was, I was like, who would say no to this? You know, like,
Yeah.
this is like the coolest thing to be asked to do. And yeah, it was, of course I was gonna say yes to that. There was no way I'd say no.
So I'm assuming you're like a long-term fan.
Yeah, I'm also a particularly massive fan of Trixie and Katya, and you know, the Drag Race alumni, and so I get sort of all my anything RuPaul related like updates by watching those two. They have like a variety of YouTube things, but yeah, I'm such a massive fan. So just to be asked to do it was just to be in that world was really exciting.
I mean, how did it come about? Is this something you've kind of been like hoping for a while, or was it like, I didn't even know this was possible?
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I knew they were doing Drag Race Down Under, and that had one previous season. So I was like, you know, it actually, to be honest, hadn't even entered my mind that I might be asked. So it was kind of out of the blue for me, and it was the sort of I needed it, I think. You know, personally, it was like just the pickup I needed. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, cool. I mean, obviously, we don't want to give away any spoilers because everyone will want to watch the episode for the first time on Friday. But I am keen to talk a little bit about what it was all like, you know, the experience of being on set and everything, especially, of course, the show is hosted by Michelle Visage. What was that like working with her?
Oh, she's amazing. She's the most professional person you can imagine. You can tell anyway just by watching any Drag Race that, you know, she's so onto it. And you know, her and RuPaul, they go back so long. You know, they used to have a radio show together and everything. So they're sort of like, you know, she's kind of like the female version of RuPaul, you know. So she knows so much about the drag world, and just watching her work was really, really exciting. She was very kind as well, like very, very sweet to me, and I was so nervous. Like, I was incredibly nervous, you know, sitting on that panel, and she made me feel really at home and welcome, which was so, it just blew my mind. I was like, I'm sitting next to Michelle Visage. This is crazy.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I mean, it's super cool that like the worlds of supporting local performance and art, you know, obviously your background in performance is like quite different to the world of drag, but it's so cool to see these worlds overlapping and intertwining. You must have just learnt a lot being on set and being a part of it.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's, they work so hard. Like, it blew my mind. And just watching a show like that being made, and you know, I wish, there's so much I wish I could say, but I can't. It's just the professionalism, that's what blew me away, and how much hard work these incredible drag queens put in. Like, it's amazing, and it's really inspiring. And I remember, like, you know, it was a day of filming, and I remember leaving feeling insanely inspired. Like, it's such a creative atmosphere. It's literally what it is. It's creative expression. And what, you know, I got a lot. I walked away from that with a lot, you know, like, I more than I bargained for, I think. Yeah, in a good way.
I mean, I'm sure the queens all loved having you there as well, like providing a slightly different perspective, maybe as a musician that's been around for such a long time and yeah, just been really successful?
Oh, they were amazing. They were like, I was quite humbled actually. Like, you know, they all knew my music, and you know, there was one in particular who was like a really big fan, and it was just really, really humbling and beautiful. And you know, it was emotional for me watching them dance and stuff. It was really cool. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, everyone, we probably shouldn't say too much more because we don't want to spoil what happens in the episode. It is very good. I have seen it. I've had a sneak peek. everyone can watch the episode airing at 7 p.m. this Friday on World of Wonder online. Cool. Thank you so much,
awesome.
Lady Hawk. It's been really cool to hear a little bit about your experience being on set as a guest judge of Drag Race Down Under. Everybody should go and watch the episode on Friday. Yeah, I can't wait to watch it all over again.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, all good. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.